Utah State Senator and former Utah State Democratic Party Chair Jim DeBacus is no stranger to the issues surrounding inclusion and exclusion in this state. As he jokes, sometimes being a Democrat is kept more of a secret in this state than being gay. As a longtime openly gay politician, DeBacus has had plenty of public conversations about being gay, which is something he's always known for as long as he can remember. He shared some of the strange questions he's heard over the years and his responses to them.
People say, when did you decide to be gay? Do you think being gay is a choice? And people say, well, yeah, maybe. So when did you choose to be straight? A little taken aback.
His talk this week at the Park City High School Lecture Hall was attended by members of the Gay Straight Alliance of both orientations, by school district officials, teachers, principals, in addition to parents, and some curious onlookers. DeBacus's message was open and humorous, communicating how he's long fielded uncomfortable encounters, slander, even humiliation, all by being centered and solid about who he is and what he believes in. He says the tide may be turning on discrimination against gays or any group in Utah. He shared the story of a recent legislative session, walking with another legislator on his way to the biggest hearing of the Senate, the non-discrimination hearing.
So I was walking with a very conservative, rural Utah representative, Tea Party conservative. We were talking and having a great time. There's nothing, absolutely nothing personal between me and any of my colleagues. We're just fine. So there is a moment where we pushed out into the public, and there's a big Coke machine, and we were going by there, and a lot of people couldn't get in the hearing room, so the hallway there was just packed with people. And as I was walking there together with this guy, somebody by the Coke machine yelled out, "Fag!" And I could tell this guy just couldn't even believe what he'd heard. And he looked over at the guy, and he went, "That's Senator Fag." And then he looked over at me and he said, "Come on, Senator, let's go. The smell is very bad here."
He says groups like Equality Utah help force the issue of non-discrimination and give targeted groups a voice.
Even in the best of circumstances, which the United States of America is, nobody stands up from the table of power and says, "Irish people, please, we've been waiting for you here. Women, wow, welcome to the table of power. We've been missing you all of these years. African Americans, wow, welcome, we'll get up. Yeah, come on." Or Hispanics, or gay people, or whatever. It doesn't work that way. The way we work in America is you elbow your way in, and you do it with votes, and you do it with campaign contributions, and you do it with a media presence, and you force your way to that table of power. And that's what the idea behind Equality Utah was.
That State Senator Jim DeBacus speaking to the Gay Straight Alliance at Park City High School this week. DeBacus is standing ready this week to see how Judge Robert Shelby's ruling holds up in federal district court. That ruling declared the state's same-sex marriage ban unconstitutional. As of Thursday noon, the justices hearing the case in Denver seemed to be split on the issue. Jim DeBacus married his partner of 27 years in December here in Utah. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.